All right, next in studio, more in the way of blockbuster musicals going on here in Springfield. This at Springfield Little Theater, and the first ever rock opera by the authors of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat and Evita, and the composer of Cats and Phantom of the Opera. Yeah, we're talking about Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice, and this is Jesus Christ Superstar, and it opens tonight at the Landers Theater.
It does.
Yes, that's opening night for Jesus Christ Superstar at the Landers Theater, 311 East Walnut. Directing and choreographing the show is Laurie Ann Dunn. And
hello, Randy.
How are you?
Oh, I'm great. We had a strong preview last night, and we are excited to begin our run.
Andy Bryan is singing and playing the role of Pilot.
That's right.
In Superstar. I don't know. This show is so iconic, I'm not even sure what you can say about it that hasn't been said or that you know, I don't know. I just hard to think of people being unfamiliar with it.
You know, but maybe, especially a younger generation of people. And I think this production in particular of Jesus Christ Superstar, this treatment of the material, might be the one that makes this new generation fall in love with a show that a lot of people your age already have a deep affinity for.
Sure, it's something I grew up with.
Yeah, me too.
At age 45, it's something I listened to as a little kid and always been a part of my life. It's been interesting to be in a cast with members who are 20 years younger than that.
And are they at all familiar with, or were they familiar with it?
They weren't really when they came into the process. You know, they auditioned because they loved the idea of doing a rock opera. You know, they knew it. Mm-hmm. They knew it would be strong. They knew there was a buzz about the show even before it was auditioned and cast. But yeah, they've grown to love it and, you know, brought something new and special to it as well.
As a Lenten and Easter season presentation, it's kind of hard to top.
I agree with that. In fact, I sort of made it a habit of mine every Lent to listen to the soundtrack multiple times, kind of as a Lenten discipline. And it's been just an absolute dream come true to do more than just listen to it, but to actually participate in it during this Lenten season.
It's, of course, the story of Christ's final days, dramatized with like a late 60s, circa 1970 rock sensibility.
Musically.
Yes.
Yes. Now, that is one thing that we maybe should mention.
Absolutely.
And prepare the listeners for.
Because I was speaking
so
strictly musically.
Many different production concepts for Jesus Christ Superstar. And for this one, we've chosen to tell this story through a contemporary lens.
Okay.
So you won't see Bible robes or sandals. We're in contemporary dress, you know, so it really does shine a mirror right back at the audience and allow you to find yourself in the story. You know, there's that very popular phrase, what would Jesus do? And I thought all along, well, what would you do? And we literally shine that mirror back at the audience.
Well, it's always been a show that was telling the Easter and Good Friday tale through an interesting perspective. You see the whole situation through Judas's eyes.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, he is kind of the narrator, kind of the keeps the action moving along, and we watch his sort of inner his inner turmoil, his inner dialogue with himself come to life on stage.
It's hard to think of a person in history who was more conflicted than Judas Iscariot.
Agreed, yeah. And our Judas is played by Sean Spires, and he's doing just a remarkable job of...
He just came off of directing Don Pasquale for a Springfield Regional Opera and has had to jump in into this as a performer. And
he's remarkable.
He's so vulnerable on stage.
Visceral is the word that's being tossed around, not just for Sean's performance, but... you know, really to encompass the production. And there are sensational performances. Chip Holderman as Jesus, Sean as Judas, Andy Bryan is portraying the role of Pilate.
Yes.
We have Billy Gowers as Caiaphas. Patrick Schuster is doing double duty as Annas and as King Herod. He is just a hoot. Maggie Shermoen is an MSU student, musical theater major, who's performing the role of Mary. And our ensemble is fierce and emotional and physical and responsive. And, you know, it's pretty much been a dream process.
You ever done this show before?
I have not. The Springfield Little Theater produced it in 1998-ish.
Yeah.
But no, I've never worked on this. I have worked on Lloyd Webber.
Of course.
The first show I directed at the theater was Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, and then I did Cats.
Right.
When we did that.
I didn't think you'd done that. You yourself had been involved in this show before, and of course, as we were saying, Andy has had a lifelong love affair with the show as a fan and everything, but your first time performing
in it.
Yeah. Well, it opens tonight, Jesus Christ Superstar at Little Theater. Performances are 7:30 p.m. Thursdays through Saturdays, and Sundays at 2 p.m., not 2:30, but 2 p.m., and then there's an extra matinee performance the day before Easter, Saturday the 15th at 2 o'clock. You would normally, because of the way the show, the schedule runs, you would normally be on the stage that final Sunday. But that's Easter Sunday, so you're not doing a show.
Yeah, we made that decision not to do a performance on Easter Sunday. And so that bumped Saturday to a 2 o'clock matinee because we, of course, will be striking as soon as that final performance is over that Saturday.
All right. Again, you have now... That would give you, what, 3 weekends altogether to get to this performance. Are tickets selling already?
Tickets are selling very well. Mm. And I would suggest strongly going online, springfieldlittletheater.org, or calling our box office at 869-1334 to make those reservations. And make sure you don't miss out on this one. It's something to be experienced.
Talk a little about the instrumental ensemble.
Oh, they're wonderful. Under the direction of Susan Gravatt, and the score gives you permission, you know, to take some liberties and to do some riffing and feature some different instrumentation in different ways.
Right.
And they sound wonderful. I mean, they're just up to the task. It was such a high to have that first orchestra rehearsal because we don't get them until Monday. So when they came in that first night, there were, there were sounds and nuances that, you knew were coming.
We were rehearsing with
there,
piano before, basically.
Yeah, but to have it there live and be able to grab onto it when you hear that horn squealing or, that guitar underneath you, that insistent, incessant drum rhythm, beautiful French horn, all of them. I'm gonna leave someone out and then I'll feel bad.
Right.
But they're remarkable ensemble and an equal player. I mean, it's so critical.
No question about
to
it.
What we're
yeah,
doing.
You have to remember this is not just lead guitar, bass guitar, drums. You know, it's not a rock trio. This is a good sized orchestra.
No, it's a full out because I was calling it a band and I was mistaken when I found out. You know, I believe we're at a full 18 piece down there. So
with strings and woodwinds and brass and the whole nine
and
yards.
The music on this is different. I mean, it's, you know, much of it is dissonant. There's the things that you walk out singing aren't, it's just a unique experience.
They're not light little catchy tunes that
you walk out with,
but it hits you hard.
Yeah,
the rhythms are intricate
and
the melodies are beautiful, and it does make an impact on you, no question about it.
And, of course, you've got a large ensemble. How many people?
We have 46 people in the cast.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, getting to paint that stage picture, make that the movement that, directly ties the motivations of the character and helps evoke the spirit of that story. It's... you know, it's what I love to do.
it's what you do.
It is what
All right. So Jesus Christ Superstar at Little Theater. It opens tonight and runs through Saturday the 15th. There will be generally performances Thursdays through Saturdays at 7:30 p.m. and the first two Sundays of the run at 2 p.m. and then an extra matinee Saturday the 15th, the day before Easter at 2 o'clock. Tickets range from $12 to $30. And again, as Lorianne mentioned, Landers Box Office 869-1334 or springfieldlittletheater.org. And this is one of those shows that you can probably expect to be a big seller. So if you are interested in going, you need to get in touch with the LT. Andy Bryan is performing the role of pilot, and Lorianne Dunn is directing and choreographing Jesus Christ Superstar at the Landers Theater the next three weekends. Thanks for being here. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Randy.
Opening night.
Here we go.
All right.
Here we go.